This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Addressing a public meeting at Kawakhali in West Bengal, Siliguri today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress, TMC, supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor.
टीएमसी ने नॉर्थ बंगाल के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को जानबूझकर पीछे रखा. आपको कनेक्टिविटी हो, इंडस्ट्री हो, टूरिज्म हो, हर सेक्टर में उपेक्षा ही मिली. केंद्र सरकार ने जो पैसा भेजा वो भी ये सिंडिकेट वाले हड़प कर गए.
Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Khanda Ghosh, Purva Bardhaman, and criticised the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. Indian Railways is expanding under the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan with an investment of over 1.53 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26, covering more than 6,000 kilometres of railway network. The Ministry of Railways said this expansion marks a jump of 110% compared to the last financial year. It said a total of 100 railway projects involving new lines, doubling, multi-tracking and other works have been sanctioned in 2025-26 with a strong focus on inclusive growth, national integration and last-mile connectivity. India has categorically rejected any attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. New Delhi said China should refrain from actions which inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. In response to media queries regarding China giving fictitious names to places, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such attempts by China cannot alter the undeniable reality that these places and territories, including Arunachal Pradesh, were, are and will always remain integral and inalienable part of India. The Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed senior leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan as the central observer for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Bihar. The decision was taken by the party's parliamentary board. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and more than 52 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry informed that enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. It said that more than 2,700 raids were conducted across the country. Condolences have poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla mourned the loss of celebrated singer. Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai today at the age of 92. Her last rites will be performed with full state honours tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a massive target of 241 runs for Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. In reply, Mumbai Indians were 145 for 3 wickets in 14.2 overs when reports last came in. India concluded its campaign at the Asian Wrestling Championships with a total of 17 medals, adding 2 silver and 1 bronze on the final day in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. On the concluding day, Olympic medalist Aman Shehrawat won silver after a 13-10 loss to Kwang Myung Kim of South Korea in men's 61 kg freestyle category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.